بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. We are very fortunate to have in our midst an alim who has had the opportunity of serving deen for the major part of his life, Mawlana Sheikh Muti'ur Rasul Alawi, in our midst for today's talk and advice that will be given. Very, very important advice pertinent to the situation we find ourselves in this country. A very brief introduction to our speaker. Hazrat Mawlana originates from Pakistan, had qualified there as an alim under the auspices of the great alim, one of the greatest muhaddithin in his time, Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah ta'ala. Thereafter spent 8 years in Medina Munawwara studying in the Jamia, the University of Medina Munawwara. And from there onwards came to Kenya and has spent the last close on to 40 years in the northeastern region of Kenya between Nairobi and Somalia, the northeastern city of Garissa and its outskirts, where mainly he has established an orphanage that has been running there for the last 38 years. Together with that runs approximately 35 madrasas in the jungles in the outlying areas to teach Muslim children, boys and girls, the basic Islamic education, as well as many other projects that Hazrat Mawlana has embarked upon. He has the honor of having spent time in the company of some of the greatest ulama of the last century and has served sterling with sterling effort and sacrifice under very trying and difficult circumstances in the northeastern part of Kenya. But if one goes there, one will see the system with which the orphanage is run and also the fruits of all of those years' efforts that have come to the fore now, in that many, many of those children who had come as orphans have gone into various fields, into different places, with two qualities: with being independent of need to creation and having a strong dini background in their relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So we listen to the advices inshallah attentively with the niyyah that Allah Ta'ala after this instills into our heart, in whatever form and capacity it may be, that we have this yearning and desire to serve the less fortunate and the poor and underprivileged.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala nabiyyina wa sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فاما اليتيم فلا تقهر واما السائل فلا تنهر واما بنعمه ربك فحدث وكذلك ايضا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى الم يجدك يتيما فاوى صدق الله العلي العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم انا وقاف اليتيم كهاتين في الجنة وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان حب البيوت الى الله بيت فيه يتيم مكرم وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ابن الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال اتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل يشكو قسفة قلبه قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اتحب ان يلين قلبك وتدرك حاجتك ارحم اليتيم وامسح راسه واطعمه من طعامك يلين قلبك وتدرك حاجتك.
Mentioning the inspiration behind this great project of dedicating one's life to serving the orphan child, also the definition of who is an orphan child. An orphan is that child who loses his or her father before reaching the age of puberty. Now the various ayat of the Quran Kareem recited in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it forms the basis of the inspiration for serving the yatama and the orphans. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem specifically, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ, that as far as the orphan is concerned, do not scold the orphan. The one who comes and begs and asks from you, do not use harsh words towards that person, and continuously speak about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala says, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى, did not Allah Ta'ala find you, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, an orphan, did Allah Ta'ala not find you as an orphan and thereafter gave you salvation and your nurturing happened directly under the auspices of the gaze of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the hadith is concerned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on one occasion, that I and the one who sees to the needs of an orphan child will be as close as these two fingers in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought his two fingers close and separated a little gap between them, saying that I and the one who sees to the needs of an orphan child will be as close as these two fingers in Jannah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best of all homes is that home in which there is an orphan child who is taken in and is treated with kindness and compassion and dignity. In a third hadith, a sahabi came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was hard-hearted. He could not find his heart to become soft. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him that for softening your heart as well as all your needs being fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the following. In fact, the exact response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, should I not guide you towards that action through which all your means and your needs will be fulfilled, and also Allah ta'ala will soften your heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have compassion and mercy on the orphan child. Rub your hand, caress the head of the orphan child with compassion and mercy, and feed the orphan child. If you do these three things, caress the head of an orphan child lovingly, have mercy and compassion on the orphan child, and feed the orphan child, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill all your needs and necessities, and your heart will become soft.
Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi ne ye likha hai iske alam yajid ka yatiman faawa. Anas bin Malik rawahu Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qaal idha baqal yatimu waqa damu fi kaffir rahman wa qaal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqulu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ana wa araytu abuhu fi at-turab man askatahu falahu al-jannah wa kama qala sallallahu alayhi.
In the great tafsir, al-tafsir al-kabir, under the ayah فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ, Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned that when an orphan child cries, then the tears fall into the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the child is most beloved to Allah ta'ala, and the one who takes care of such a child will be in the rahmah and mercy of Allah ta'ala. In another narration, it is said, Allah ta'ala says regarding the orphan child that I have caused his father, I have deprived him from having the shade of his father over him, so whomsoever sees to his needs and necessities, I definitely guarantee that I will enter him into Jannah. I have caused him to be deprived of his father and to be buried within the belly of the earth, so whomsoever keeps the orphan child quiet from crying, I ensure and guarantee that that person will be granted Jannah.
محترم حاضرین, ہر زمانے میں یتیم کی نگرانی نگہبانی اللہ رب العزت نے فرمائی, جیسا کہ آپ نے سورت کہف میں پڑھا ہے, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارَ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَّهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. تو یہ اب سب تفسیروں والے لکھتے ہیں کہ وہ ان کے کوئی والد نیک نہیں تھے, ان کے ساتھ پشتوں میں کوئی اللہ کے نیک آدمی گزرے ہوئے تھے. اللہ تعالیٰ والدین کی نیکی کو اتنی حفاظت فرماتے ہیں, تو یتیم کی حفاظت ہر زمانے میں رہی ہے اور چلتی رہے گی انشاءاللہ یوم القیامہ.
And similarly we find in many other texts the common theme that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives special attention to the needs and necessities and the compassionate treatment of the orphan child. As we read in Surah Al-Kahf, in the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam, that a wall that was about to fall, Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam put it upright so that the wealth of the orphan child could be protected. And this was on account of the piety of a grandfather who went seven generations up because of his piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw to the need seven generations down the line of his orphan grandchildren. So once again the theme, Allah ta'ala continuously give special attention to the needs and necessities and the compassionate treatment of the orphan child.
محترم حاضرین, آپ سے گزارش ہے کہ یہ یتیم ہے, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اس کی کیا نعمت ہے, اس پر کیا انعام فرماتے ہیں. جیسا کہ آپ سنتے ہیں, ہمارے آقا دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بھی یتیم تھے. آپ جب دنیا میں آئے تھے, آپ کے والد صاحب دنیا سے رخصت ہو چکے تھے. تو یہ ایک میری کتاب پڑھی تھی, اس میں ایک لکھا تھا کسی نے کہ سب سے پہلے جو دنیا میں یتیم خانہ قائم ہوئے اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مدینہ منورہ میں, اور اس کے سیدنا بلال مؤذن تھے اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وہاں امام تھے. تو یہ یتیم کا لفظ جو ہے یہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے شروع ہوتا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ نے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو یتیم فرمایا, فم الیتیم الم یجد کا یتیمن فآوا.
Also another special attachment that an orphan child have is that what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, having been orphaned, that his father Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu had passed away before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as it has been mentioned in one kitab that the very first orphanage established was in Madinah Munawwarah in the Masjid An-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the muadhin, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the imam of that masjid. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, being an orphan, had given special attention to the needs and necessities of an orphan.
Madina Munawwara, hamare buzurg Hazrat Maulana bin Nouri rahmatullah alaihi, Yusuf bin Nouri rahmatullah alaihi, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghafur Abbasi rahmatullah alaihi, ek dafa main yani maghrib ki namaz ke liye aa raha tha, تو حضرت شیخ ہمارے حضرت مولانا عبدالغفور عباسی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ تشریف لے جا رہے تھے نماز کے لیے, مجھے فرمانے لگے ادھر آئیں. تو میں گیا تو مجھے فرمانے لگے کہ آپ چار مہینے کے بعد مدینہ منورہ سے باہر چلے جائیں گے, مجھے معلوم نہیں کس ملک میں جانا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ نے آپ سے کچھ کام لینا ہے, پہلے پہلے مشکلات آئیں گی, صبر کرنا, بعد میں اللہ تعالیٰ آسانی فرمائیں گے, اور میں یہ تم کو ایک وظیفہ بتلا دوں, یہ پڑھتے رہنا, اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کی مدد فرمائے گا. تو یہ ایگزیکٹ چار مہینے کے بعد اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے توفیق عطا فرمائی کہ میں کینیا چلا گیا.
Since the origins of moving to northeastern part of Kenya from the Mubarak city of Madina Munawwara, that is his my respected Ustad and Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Abdul Ghafur Abbasi rahimahullah ta'ala in Madina Munawwara, it was an occasion, he says, I remember just before Maghrib, called Mulana aside and said that somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired into my heart that 4 months from now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to a distant country, I do not know where it is, but for a great work for the khidmah of deen. And his ustad encouraged him that look, there will be many challenges, many difficulties, many sacrifices initially, but remain steadfast throughout all of these because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the work that will be taking place.
Man. 8 سال جو مدینہ منورہ رہا, ہمارے بزرگان دین ہر قسم کے علماء وہاں تشریف لایا کرتے زیارت کے لیے, ہم ان کی خدمت میں جا کر دعاؤں کی درخواست کیا کرتے تھے. یہی بات ہے کہ دعاؤں میں دعا میں بڑے اثرات ہیں. دعا نور السماوات والارض, عماد الدین, آپ بزرگوں کے پاس جائیں, اہل اللہ کے پاس جائیں, ابھی آپ کے پاس ماشاءاللہ علماء ہیں, اہل اللہ ہیں, جائیں ان سے دعائیں مانگیں. ہم بھی جایا کرتے تھے علماء کے پاس, مولانا بلال عالم صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, حضرت مولانا بن نور رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, قاری عباس صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, سب سے بزرگوں کے پاس جا کے دعائیں لیتے تھے. اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہماری دعائیں سنی کہ ہم کو اس خدمت کے لیے خدا تعالیٰ نے قبول فرمایا اور ہم لوگ افریقہ میں آ گئے.
That a great portion of the opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given for the service of deen is through the grace and mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and specifically through the du'as and the compassionate gaze of our pious elders. Says, in my residence in Madina Munawwara, I had made a concerted effort with the grace of Allah Ta'ala to spend much time in the company of the great ulama and scholars of Madina Munawwara who would be there at the time, as Mawlana Yusuf bin Nouri rahimahullah, Mawlana Abdul Ghafur Abbasi rahimahullah Ta'ala, as well as many others. And he says it is the effects of the du'as that benefits a person tremendously, and that Allah Ta'ala afforded me this opportunity to serve his deen. So my advice to you is that spend time in the company, you are fortunate in this country to have many, many senior ulama, spend time in the company of the pious and the scholars.
Hazrat bin Nouri rahmatullah alayhi ne mujhe farmaya ke main jab 1 saal guzar ke wapas aaya to mujhe farmane lage کہ میں نے بتلایا حضرت ایسے کام ہے, کچھ فوٹو دے ہمارے بل دوں گے کہ یہ میں نے بتلایا ان کو. تو مجھے فرمایا کہ میں بیٹے آپ کو نصیحت کرتا ہوں کہ اس کام کو چھوڑنا مت, اور اللہ تعالیٰ کے اس کام کی وجاہت ہے, عزت ہے, احترام ہے, اور ساتھ ساتھ ان بہن یتیم بچوں کو اپنے بچے سمجھنا, یتیم مت کہنا ہے ان کو, یہ یتیمن مقرم.
And says one great advice that has stuck with me up to this day is that my respected Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf bin Nouri rahimahullah, since after moving to Kenya and initiating the project in the jungles of northeast Kenya, a year thereafter I went back to Madina Munawwara for a visit. I had met my Ustad, who then gave me some golden advice, and he says, that look, this work that you are doing, when I showed him the photos of the initiation of the project, this work is most beloved and great in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, so remain steadfast. And secondly, he says that Allah has honored you with the khidmah and the service of the orphans. Do not consider them as orphans, consider them your own personal children. And he says this was sterling advice.
मैंने जब वहाँ सऊदी गवर्नमेंट ने मुझे मुकर्रर किया इस काम के लिए, मुझे उन्होंने तनख्वाह देनी शुरू की, मैं वहाँ रहा उलमा से, अहलुल्ला से। और एक बात मैं छोटी सी आपसे यानी कहना चाहता हूँ, हम जब वहाँ पहुँचे तो मैंने सब नैरोबी वाले लोगों को इकट्ठा किया, उसमें काफ़ी लोग थे उस वक्त, माशाल्लाह हमारे मुसलमानों के अल्लाह ताला ने काफ़ी ताकत दी हुई थी। तो मैंने उनसे तकरीर की और मैंने उनसे यही कहा, आप देखो भाई, मैं मदीना मुनव्वरा से आया हूँ और रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम यतीम थे और यतीमों की खिदमत के लिए आया हूँ, उठे काम करो। और वाकई वो क्या लफ्ज़ था, क्या वाक़या था, क्या हालात थे, क्या जज्बा था, हर आदमी नैरोबी का तैयार, प्लम्बर, नजार, इलेक्ट्रिशियन, हर किस्म के आदमी ने हमारी मदद की, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन। साल डेढ़ साल के अंदर यतीम खाना कामयाब हो गया बन गया।
After arriving in Kenya, there was a considerable Muslim population in Nairobi whom I assembled and put the importance of this work, the necessity of the work, that in that region the main necessity and reason for going to work in that area was that many missionaries were setting up homes in those areas, taking in Muslim children who had become orphaned on account of civil war and drought, and the ultimate objective was to take them out of the fold of Islam. So this is the main reason for having gone to that region, to set up an alternative Muslim children's home, a Muslim orphanage. It says in Nairobi I had gathered all the local Muslim community and put the importance of this task to them, how important it is to serve the orphan child. And he says, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, the response was amazing. Many had contributed financially, many people who were artisans in different fields had personally participated in building and setting up the orphanage in what was very rough terrain at the time.
गवर्नमेंट कीनिया ने हमको, हमारी कमेटी को 200 एकड़ ज़मीन दी, उस पर हमने अपना सेंटर बनाया, मजरा बनाया, स्कूल बनाए। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन, अल्लाह के फजल करम से, बुजुर्गों की दुआओं से, इखलास से काम बहुत अच्छा चल रहा है खुदा के फजल। सिर्फ मैं दो बच्चों की आपको एक स्टोरी सुनाता हूँ।
The government of Kenya had also assisted us by giving us 200 acres of land for the purposes of the orphanage in which we had built a masjid, a madrasa, boarding obviously, and also a school which we had made an attempt to give the best form of secular and academic education to the orphan children in that orphanage. And he says, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, after very very difficult and trying circumstances initially, he says, at the time of coming to the orphanage we had seen many wild animals, lions etc., within the precincts of the orphanage. But all of that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is I would like to share the incident of some of the young orphan children who had come in as orphans and just mention what has transpired with them.
Ek bachcha hamare paas aaya jiske jo yatim tha, lekin uska yatim kaise hua, uske walid sahab ko sher kha gaya, jungle mein the wo, aur sher ko jab agar muh mein lag jata hai usko insaan ka gosht तो वो छोड़ता नहीं है। वो आया और उसके वालिद को उठा के ले गया। एक आदमी हमारे पास आए, बूढ़े कहने लगे कि ये छोटा मासूम बच्चा है और 7 साल का था, इसके वालिद को शेर खा गया है, आप इसको अपने यतीम खाना। हमने इसको रख लिया, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन, आज वो बच्चा बिजनेसमैन है और अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हमारी भी बीमारी मदद करते हैं।
सेज वन ऑफ दिस ऑर्फन चिल्ड्रन हु हैड कम टू मी वाज had become an orphan on account of a lion eating up his father. He says an elder in the family brought him at the age of 7 to us. We made every effort to educate him as best as possible, give him a good dini grounding, and he says alhamdulillah today he is a very successful businessman who himself personally contributes to many orphans who are at present in the orphanage. The number of orphans at present are 350.
Ek dusre bacche ki kisi sunate, main ja raha tha town mein, तो मैंने एक होटल के सामने देखा कि ये होता है डस्टबिन, उसमें जो बच्चा वो खाना डालते हैं, तो वो बच्चा, उसके कपड़े कुछ भी नहीं थे, तो वो वहाँ से अंदर खा रहा था। تو میں نے گیا تو اس کو اٹھایا, میں نے کہا کیا بات ہے؟ کہتا ہے کہ میری ماں بھی نہیں ہے, میرا باپ بھی نہیں ہے, میرے کوئی رشتہ دار جو ہے مجھے کچھ دیتے نہیں ہیں اور میں یہاں کھا رہا ہوں. تو میں نے اس کو اٹھا کے لے گیا اپنے سینٹر میں, نہلایا دھلایا, کپڑے پہنے, الحمدللہ رب العالمین. اس کے بعد وہ سٹینڈرڈ 8 تک پڑھا, پھر اس کے بعد جامع اظہر سے کچھ لوگ آ گئے کہ ہم کو کچھ بچے دو, ہم نے ان کو اسکالرشپ دینا ہے, اس کو ہم کو اس کو اسکالرشپ مل گیا. پھر اس کے بعد وہ فارغ ہو کے آیا تو کچھ عرصہ اس نے وہاں کام کیا, آج وہ سعودی عربیہ میں دیما کمپنی میں ملازم ہے اور ماشاء اللہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو فضل کرم سے ہمارے 3 بچوں کی اس نے کفالت کی ہوئی اور پیسے دیتے ہیں ہم کو.
Mentions an incident of another of those who had come as an orphan child. Says one day when I visited the nearby town, I saw this little child unclothed eating out of the dustbin. I asked him what was the problem. He says, I do not have father or mother. Jeff says that I took him with me to the orphanage, kept him there, took him as my own child, admitted him into the orphanage. He had great capabilities as far as the academic field is concerned. He later furthered his studies in Egypt, in Al-Azhar, in economics and finance. And today he is the senior sales manager of the largest biscuit manufacturing company in Saudi Arabia. So he says, this, Alhamdulillah, this is with the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says regarding this very same person that he himself contributes to the full expenses of at least 3 orphan children on a yearly basis.
آخری میں ایک گزارش کروں گا. ایک اور لڑکا ہمارے پاس آئے تھے, اس کی عمر 7 سال کی تھی, اس کے پاؤں میں جوتے بھی نہیں تھے. اس کو اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل و کرم سے پڑھتے رہے پڑھتے رہے پڑھتے رہے, پھر وہ بڑے ہوئے, ہمارے نے اس کو کام میں لگا دیا. اس کے بعد وہ ہم کو اجازت لے کے چلے گئے گورنمنٹ کے پاس, پھر اس میں چلے گئے فارن افیئر میں. آج وہ ہمارا لڑکا اپنے کویت میں کینیا کا امبیسڈر ہے. وہ الحمدللہ رب العالمین اس بچے نے ہر وقت ہمارے ساتھ ہے اور 5 بچوں کی کفالت لی ہوئی ہے.
Mentions the incident of another orphan child who had come at the age of 7, did not even have shoes on his feet. He also studied, made a lot of effort after going out of the orphanage after matric, then went into government departments, into foreign affairs, and he says alhamdulillah today he is the Kenyan ambassador to Kuwait and holds a senior position in the foreign affairs Middle East desk. He says this person, he is referring his own child, contributes to the expenses of 5 orphans on a yearly basis. So very important is that many, many of these children have gone into civil service, into various departments, into the army, into foreign affairs, various departments of civil service in which they are a means of great benefit to the general population and specifically to the Muslim community in that region.
میری گزارش ہے کہ یہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا جو حدیث ہے, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں ارحموا من فی الارض یرحمکم من فی السماء, تم زمین والوں پہ رحم کرو, آسمان والا تم پہ رحم کرم کرے گا. تو یہ ہم لوگ غریب کی, مسکین کی, ہر کی ادب کریں, یتیم کی مدد کریں, اس وجہ سے کریں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ہمارے دنیا میں ہر آدمی کی خواہش ہے کہ میرے اللہ تعالیٰ جنت میں دے جائے. اگر کسی کو یہ بشارت ملتی ہے کہ تم نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ ایسے جنت میں جانے دو انگلیاں ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ یتیموں کے پرورش کریں, یتیم کے سر پہ ہاتھ پھیریں, محبت کریں, پیار کریں اور ان کی تربیت کریں, دینی بھی اور دنیاوی بھی. کفالت کا معنی نہیں روٹی کھلانی ہے, اس کے معنی دینی تربیت بھی اور اس کے بعد اسلامی تربیت بھی, نماز, روزہ, اخلاق, ہر چیز. ہمارا بھی یہی ہے کہ ہم اپنے بچوں کو تعلیم, اسلامی تعلیم بھی دیتے ہیں, دنیاوی تعلیم بھی دیتے ہیں. صلی اللہ علیہ نبینا و سیدنا محمد و آلہ.
Sir, my final concluding message that I leave you with is the famous hadith of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that have mercy on those on the earth and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall shower you with his limitless mercies. So in whichever position you find yourself, make a concerted effort to serve the weak, the poor, the underprivileged, specifically the orphan child. On account of serving all of these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness is guaranteed and eternal success of the akhirah in the form of Jannah. He says, who of us would not desire to be in proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, as the hadith that we had mentioned at the beginning alludes to. Says, so all of us in whatever position we are, let us make every effort where we can serve an orphan child, then we do so. It doesn't just mean financially contributing or giving to eat and drink, that in itself is noble, but kafala, or one who sees to the needs of an orphan child, would be the physical needs and necessities, but also spiritual, seeing to the nurturing, the educating Islamically as well as giving them independence, so that in this way they may become those who would contribute back towards the various causes of good. So we leave on this note that have mercy on those who are on this earth, underprivileged, the weak and the orphan child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall shower His limitless mercies upon you. Wa akhiru ta'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We say jazakumullah khairan towards Mawlana Shaykh for these beautiful inspiring words. May Allah ta'ala reward and protect and continuously take the work of deen from him, inshallah. This is a very important announcement, is that this weekend, inshallah, as from tomorrow, that is Saturday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, the annual Ijtima will be taking place in Lakefield, Benoni area. The directions are on the board. Now let us understand that this is a very auspicious gathering wherein thousands and thousands of Muslims get together. That in itself is sufficient for us to have a yearning and desire to participate in such a gathering. Then when we think that there's a lot of sacrifice of many brothers from various countries over the world, within our borders as well, who have made lots of sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice, dua, etc., for this Ijtima, then we would only benefit from participating in such a gathering. So the Ijtima will be taking place tomorrow, Saturday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, as well as concluding on Monday, inshallah. Let us take our time, inshallah, and try and participate and attend and include ourselves, inshallah, amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers in His mercy. May Allah ta'ala guide us, inshallah.